Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
A very clear, hard trend that is out there is that organizations are moving things toward the cloud, even some elements more than others, I suppose. The biggest thing I've seen over the last year has been the adoption of Office 365 for email and collaboration and such. And, you know, Microsoft gives you a pretty good deal on that kind of stuff. I imagine even at for a corporate level, it's fantastic. But anyway, there's platform and infrastructure as a service, things like Amazon and Azure, right? Those are big things that organizations are doing. Now that creates some challenges. Right. So as things go into the cloud, it changes the way you protect things, right? Because we're used to having, maybe physical security gateways for things to go through if you've got a corporate network. But the reality is that there's so many connections now. I mean, every person walks around with a cell phone that has a data plan on it and is able to access the cellular network, or you can go access somebody's hotspot or whatever. So there's lots of ways to connect now. There used to not be so many, and so it made it a little bit easier to do security. But now that there's almost infinite connectivity, now that there's so many ways to connect, and again with organizations moving stuff into the cloud, it actually makes it they're going to access stuff from someplace that's not your organization to someplace that's not your organization, right? And this is what people expect, right? I mean, I can hop on any internet connection and get to my Gmail or whatever, and people expect that now, right? That's because the rest of the market has sort of provided that sort of capability, and so certainly with the business applications, that's gonna people are gonna start demanding that, and maintaining traditional VPNs and all that stuff is a lot of work, and certainly, if you're if you're building a startup today, I mean, why would you host stuff locally? And I'm not saying that not every organization will necessarily forego like local infrastructure, but I mean, I've talked with a number of startups, and they just kind of look at the thought of even building infrastructure and going, why would I do that? Because everybody's working from home, or we do get together from time to time, but all of our infrastructure and stuff is in Amazon, or we're using Gmail or whatever, and so there's really there's no like infrastructure that a traditional firewall in that case can protect. And maybe over time that you might get some of that stuff, but I suspect with everybody with even large organizations embracing the elements of the cloud, that the perimeter and some people have said it's basically disappeared. And if you've got a traditional data center and you've got traditional stuff hosted on site, I don't think it's gone away, but certainly the perimeter is not the only place that stuff passes through anymore, and we can bypass it pretty easily with all the different connections we have. So it has implications for vendors like Checkpoint, and Checkpoint's been doing doing firewalls for more than 20 years, and some of those firewalls can obviously be moved into things like Amazon Web Services, but and of course you can also do stuff on endpoints. Checkpoint's been doing that for a number of years as well. So and then of course with mobility, people using mobile devices for stuff, you need to have solutions there too, right? Ways to keep data, the corporate data segmented from the rest of the personal data, and you have to be able to look for threats and be able to keep devices from getting the latest Android malware, the latest iOS malware, and there's definitely plenty of things out there. So the traditional control points are I don't think they're going away, but I don't think it's a growing market necessarily. I just don't see I don't see massive installations of new firewalls, and maybe replacing old ones. I mean, that certainly happens, and there's because they need to be refreshed every in every few years. years, just to keep up with the latest, the latest advances in just even just hardware, right? And you know, and of course that hardware is needed to deal with new threats and that kind of stuff. So I think the reliance on, you know, just traditional firewalls is, you know, that's going to be, I won't say it's going to be a thing of the past, but I don't think it's going to be hugely growing. So where I see things that, you know, from the security perspective is, how do we protect data in the cloud? There's lots of strategies, right? And depending, and it depends on whether it's infrastructure as a service or software as a service and stuff. And software as a service, you might need some sort of CASB or cloud access service broker to help. And certainly, because you still want to maintain the identity of your users, you're going to probably need something like a SailPoint or a Duo Security or Centrify or one of these identity management solutions that federate with lots of stuff, right? And so you have some sort of control when these different when you use these different applications, right? You have some way to control who has access and so forth. So it's your the things that you have to do are different. You know, and I actually saw a slide from an Amazon Web Services webinar not too long ago that kind of splits it up. It says, you know, we're responsible for security of the cloud, right? So, you know, all of the, you know, our data centers and the hardware and that stuff, we're going to protect that. But for your applications and your data, you're going to have to do stuff, right? So there's the shared security model in this. So, hopefully, at least on the software as a service side, that there'll be some, you know, some hooks and stuff to, so that you can make sure to maintain the security of your data in these services. Whereas with again, something like an Amazon or Azure, you actually have quite a lot of things to use. And in fact, you can use a lot of the same technology, and you can even automate and orchestrate it the way you deploy your applications. So I've said in the past that with everything changing the way it is, we actually have an opportunity to get security right. And, you know, it's going to involve changing the way we do things, of course, and it's going to require concerted effort, but I think we can do it. So, but yeah, things are going, they're definitely going to the cloud, and that's going to change a lot of what we do in security. And it's fun to be on the forefront of that and being seeing that and, you know, helping customers transition toward that. It's a different way of doing things, and, you know, whether you like it or not, I mean, even if, you know, one organization decides not to do it, their competitors probably will at some point. So you got to be stay one step ahead of all that stuff.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.